WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Early tango records are not what commentator Milo Miles would ordinarily consider world music. Although internationally popular, tango did not show the effects of modern technology or mass media. But with innovative band leader Julio De Caro, Milo's found music with so much appeal and vitality, he's decided to make an exception.
When a major style of music is beginning, it usually takes all sorts of different forms. Then a small number of master performers come along and knock it into shape. Their interpretations sound so right, so exact and exquisite, that everyone who hears them knows that standards have been set. Musicians who change the style after that will be rebelling against something. One of the men who fixed the foundation of tango was Julio De Caro. He and his Sexteto Tipico were at the height of their powers in Buenos Aires from 1924 to 1934. Caro's instrumentals, tango shows all the tricks and coherence that have served it well for more than 60 years. The tart pizzicato of the solo violin battles with the great swelling sighs of the whole ensemble. The arrangements go through such bold, abrupt changes, one fan has called tango the Church of the Lurch. De Caro's Sexteto Tipico balances dainty chamber recital trills with massive clumps of African-derived beats and a superb example of tango's tough romanticism. Considering how much the accordion-like bandoneon has become synonymous with tango, it's a surprise that Julio De Caro played violin, and the other key member of the sexteto, his brother Francisco, played piano. This might suggest the European strain dominates the music, but the raw vibrancy of these tunes breaks with the old world. Many glib parallels are drawn between tango and jazz. For instance, both arose around the same time. Both supposedly flourished in brothels. Whatever the case, you really can hear the flashy high spirits of New Orleans mirrored in the wit and swagger of Julio De Caro.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston.